Whereas the U.S. government, along with the U.K. government, are seeking to push Julian Assange out of Ecuador's London embassy to be arrested by Theresa May's government and the U.K. government, and then most likely extradited to the United States for criminal prosecution. And whereas the U.S. government and U.K. government refused to prosecute any of the war criminals that have been exposed by the whistleblowing of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And whereas there is a systemic effort by the U.S. government to harass, repress, and jail reporters and whistleblowers who expose corruption and criminal activities by government officials. And whereas U.S. politicians have called for the murder and torture of Julian Assange to silence him, and whereas KPFA and Pacifica Network is also under attack and threatened by the U.S. government and corporations that the U.S. government represents, and whereas the Australia Media Arts and Entertainment Alliance, MEAA Union, made Julian Assange an honorary member for life, waived his fees, and called for his defense of his rights, and whereas leading intellectuals and whistleblowers, including Daniel Ellsberg, John Curico, Ray McGovern, and Colleen Rowley have called for unity in support of Julian Assange. Therefore, be resolved, the Pacifica National Board and the KPFA Local Station Board call for the freedom of Julian Assange and an end to the harassment, including the halting of internet and media access at Ecuador's London Embassy, and an end to efforts to jail Assange by either the UK government or the US government, and call for KPFA and Pacifica to launch a campaign on our website and our programming to defend Julian Assange and all journalists and whistleblowers who are coming under increasing attacks by the US government and the corporations who control the government. Lastly, be resolved that have to be amended because they've already passed it. Be resolved that we call for national publicity and programming by all Pacifica affiliated stations and for the defense of Julian Assange and all journalists and whistleblowers who face threats to their democratic rights. And additionally, Oliver Stone and other journalists have supported this resolution. So that's the motion, and I'm motivated. I do think, again, this is not just about Julian Assange.
Do I have a second before you speak on the motion? Thank you.
So, again, this is not just about Julian Assange and what is happening to him, because you have a government for the first time in the history of the United States where the president is actually called journalist scum, has spoken in favor of being physically attacking journalists, and you have upsurge and an escalation of attack on journalists throughout the world and the murder of journalists in Mexico, all over the world, Palestine, many, many countries. So here and everywhere, all over the world. So that's growing. And I think the purpose of this is to put us on record saying that we have to defend Julian Assange and all journalists and whistleblowers. And of course, if anything happens at KPFA or Pacifica, it's likely going to happen by the programmers producing work about it. In other words, we don't have a budget to do the things that are called in this thing. And if anything happens, it has to happen because journalists want to do it. One of the things we could do is maybe a cart about Julian Assange, having voices of people why she should be defended. Maybe a public forum on journalists, not just Julian Assange, but other journalists, Khashoggi, others who have been under attack. And so that way it's a broader issue and an issue to educate the public. The thing about the release of WikiLeaks emails is that they actually, as said in the resolution, provided prima facie documentation of what journalists have been researching. And here it is. These are the actual emails. And that's a good thing for reporters to have that kind of information. And that's why the government, corporations are very angry and unhappy about Julian Assange. So I know there are some here who feel we should talk about him and have programs on him, and that's good. I'm not opposed to that. But I do think, considering the history of Pacifica and our network and the likelihood that we're going to come under attack, we need to step up and say he should be defended.
Thank you. End discussion. Richard?
I was informed that RT also picked up on the national board thing. I have no problem with a generalized motion on the part of the board regarding journalists. And if Julian Assange's name is in there, that's fine. Singling out Assange, given everything else that's coming out of this administration, I think limits in a very real way what we need to accomplish in Pacifica. And despite my own feelings that I would like to see this, that, or the other thing on our radio, I'm sort of opposed to the idea of forcing people to put programming on the air that they may not want to put on. Focusing on Assange as opposed to, say, Khashoggi or anyone else. And so that part makes me uncomfortable. I don't like the idea of the board taking political stands and forcing the station to do things about their political stance, particularly when it's on an issue like Assange, which is somewhat controversial as opposed to some others which are less controversial. So I have a lot of problems with that second part. First part I'm okay with, and if it just is Assange, I don't like it, but I'll, you know, if it doesn't really do anything, I'm fine with it if it helps him get publicity. But I'm not in favor of Pacifica focusing in on Assange as opposed to anything else. You know, it's that's my feeling, and I would probably, as written, I would vote against this motion for that reason, even though I support journalists and I don't want to see anything happen to Assange. If that part is removed, fine.
I have an alternative substitute motion. Be it resolved that the KPFA LSV supports coverage of the dire situation of Julian Assange as an independent media voice and the end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government, and calls for the end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government. So I'd like to have a second. Okay. I believe that it is our role to support coverage. We do not tell producers what to put on their shows. That's not our role, but we can support coverage of this of issues. I also feel like it's important in the spirit of investigative journalism always, if we're going to put facts, we need to cite sources for those facts. So I've simplified this motion in the hopes of having something that is more workable. I think that we are not a political party. We're a radio station media source, and that needs to be our focus.
Thank you. That Sharon is next.
I want to start out by saying I do support Julian Assange. So I just want to say that very clearly up front. I also want to address something that was said earlier about communists on KPFA. Richard Wolf is on KPFA. He is definitely a communist. He's on every Friday. Although I will note that he, or at least he talks about communism and socialism quite a bit. Maybe I have his exact political ideology wrong. But I will actually note that he does have the most capitalist contract with Pacifica, where he keeps his shows, and they're not allowed on the archive. That's just my personal comment on that. But going back to the issue before us, I just had to say that. I do support Julian Assange. The PMB has already passed a motion. I did hear it referred to on RT when Randy Credico was on Watching the Hawks, and they brought it up. I do question why Randy Credico didn't go to WBAI and bring this similar motion there, and why we at KPFA have to do that. I'm just saying. And then I don't agree with telling other stations what they should be playing, and for that reason I do really support Carol Wolfley's motion. But the main thing I really want to say is that the reason I don't support this type of discussion is because we have a lot to do. As you can see, it takes us a long time to just even do basic things, and it doesn't matter what. Hey, I'm an activist, and I'm a realist, and guess what? Nobody cares what we vote on this. No, it's not going to change a single thing in the world if we pass this, but we're all going to argue with each other, and that's why I don't agree with doing this kind of thing. My personal take is I don't want to vote on political proposals. Other ones have been brought up, and I have consistently voted no, because I don't think that's what we should be doing. We should be preserving the airwaves so that people can put on shows about Julian Assange. To me, the most important thing is to save KPFA and save Pacifica. And this kind of internal infighting is what destroys it.
Thank you.
I absolutely agree with what Sharon just said. And one of the most useful tools of previously the government, and now I think the right wing is much more in charge than the government is to divide people and to pit them against each other. And our job is not to take political stances. Nobody cares what our political stance is. I mean, but it becomes a wedge issue. And wedge issues are one of the number one tools of the right wing to tear effective organizations apart. And so opening the door to having discussions about various political matters when our job is not, as a, we're not a board that is supposed to do policy on United States and or local political matters. We're a board that's supposed to see that KPFA survives and functions. And I also think that some of the language in the original proposal, although I know we're talking on the substitute, and so I support the substitute, but was hyperbole. I mean, to equate, to say that the U.S. is doing this broadly, I think things are happening to people in ways that are terrifying and terrible and escalating and can escalate because of the fascism that's really in control of our government right now. But what do you say when somebody is hacked to death? When you've already said we've already been totally oppressed and attacked, I think you have to have appropriate rhetoric. I mean, things are getting worse, but that's it.
Thank you. I would just say that I totally support Julian Assange getting out and not being persecuted as he has been. But I also am against children being put in cages and families being separated and the murders and attacks on journalists all over the world. I'm for First Nations people being able to vote, you know, and not having their vote suppressed. I'm for their not having their land taken over. So, you know, these are issues that this is the reason we come here and that we serve, because we're for all of these progressive issues. But we're here to support. It's, if you look at our role in the bylaws, our role is to support KPFA Radio, which is a platform for all those issues. And I'm aware that they have been talking about Julian Assange and those issues on KPFA. There has been programming about it. So it's going down a deep well of terrible things that are happening for us to start taking political stances. And I would just to say that I am definitely for him being allowed to go free and stop being repressed and stuff. But I don't think that this is our role. And I would just state that as my position. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Does Tom want to speak?
Tom, do you want to speak? Well, you have to speak for him. It doesn't work.
Steve's
phone. See if he wants to talk.
Tom, do you have comments?
Okay, we're going to hold you up to a microphone.
Substitute or the original?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do support the motion. I really don't view it as political. I think we're the folks that are making it political. We need to support journalism and the people that do it.
Anything more?
No, that's it.
Okay. Anybody else? Go ahead, Anthony. I'll wait. Hold on.
I support the original motion because it's not a specific mandate. It's a statement that Pacifica and its stations ought to devote coverage to this vital issue of this historic whistleblower. And it doesn't say Julian Assange must be covered on Flashpoints at 5:30 on Tuesday, and on BAI on this show at this time. It's just a general statement of policy that this is a vital issue and an important individual and needs coverage. It's only a wedge issue if somebody makes it a wedge issue. To me, this seems like a slam dunk. This was researched by our very capable reporter, Ann Garrison, and I believe she actually consulted with Daniel Ellsberg as well. So these, I think this material is well founded. I keep hearing the phrase investigative journalism, but most of what radio does is not investigative, and it's debatable to what extent it's journalism. There's a gray area from just opinion, like Rush Limbaugh and Ron Owens, to fact-based, like KQED's forum, to flat-out journalism, that this politician said this on that day, but he voted this other way. That's journalism. So where does journalism end and begin? Hard to say, but there's no doubt that Julian Assange is a whistleblower of historic importance, and therefore I support the original resolution.
Thank you. Go ahead. Actually, Richard is next.
Yeah, Anthony's statement that it doesn't say this, that, or other thing, specific programs. What it does do, though, is it sets up a situation. We were talking before about evaluation, management evaluation. It does set up a situation where one can ask on this board, we passed this resolution saying blah, 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 political, and you didn't follow through. And that may be because the management didn't really care about the particular issue, and if someone doesn't care, they tend not to put emphasis on it. It could be because they did care and nobody wanted to do anything, except for the people already doing things. But what it does say is it orders management to take a political stance and try to force that political stance on other programmers to create off-air things if they want to. And that sort of thing, I don't think, is what the local board should be doing. So supporting Assange, supporting journalists, in fact, my feeling is that by limiting it to Assange, while some people might think it dilutes it, my feeling is that by talking about all journalists, we're doing what Penn does and what most organizations are doing right now, which is supporting journalism and supporting whistleblowers in general. And that means not merely Assange, but also Snowden, which is extremely important too. And so that's why I'm in favor of Carol's motion over that one. The amendment, whatever it is, yeah. And that's why I support that.
Okay, well, we have a call for an amendment to the substitute motion. Yeah. Okay, and then Steve is next after that.
I'd like to amend the substitute motion to say that we support all attacks on all journalists and are concerned about the climate and that is making the press targets.
You need to. It already has.
Do I have a second on the? I do need a second on a proposed amendment for a substitute motion. I do need a second.
So you got one.
I got a second. All those in favor of addition, the amendment?
The motion to amend the substitute.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's really strange that you have real journalists and real whistleblowers supporting this motion. Daniel Ellsberg, Chris Hedges, Oliver Stone, who we advertise on our air all the time when it comes to fundraising. We support these people. We allow their voices to be heard. These are the important people. And these important people and journalists are supporting this resolution. They're supporting Julian Assange. And yet we have people who feel, well, we can't really call for the defense of Julian Assange personally. That's beyond and above what KPFA and Pacifica is doing. And then we have a comment here that we have fascism. You know, there's a fascist state. That's a fascist state. Well, frankly, if it's a fascist state, we wouldn't have KPFA and Pacifica. They would shut us down. Yes, in fascism, that's what they shut down all independent media, which is what Pacifica and KPFA are. What I'm concerned about is that they are moving in that direction. And if it was up to Trump, he would do that. He would shut us down. He would do it, but he's constrained by a number of things. The point is, though, is our journalists, our reporters in Pacifica are under threat. They haven't been jailed yet, but even Amy Goodman was threatened with jail for covering Standing Rock, if people recall. She was faced with charges. She went to Canada, and they prevented her from going to Canada. So our own journalists are under threat. And I take this seriously. If somebody is under threat, I think they need to be defended, and we have to speak out and use their names and say, yes, we defend you. We defend you, which is what this resolution says. We defend Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and all other reporters and whistleblowers.
Time is off. Thank you. I would just, to clarify, no one said that we lived in a fascist state. People have said we are moving in the direction of a fascist state. That is not the same thing. And it's my time to talk for a minute.
Okay.
I get time, even though I'm the chair. And I would say that nobody said that we don't support Assange. You know, Daniel Ellsberg and the other journalists that are actually journalists, that is their role. And what we were stating here and what I've heard for some members of the board is that it's not our role. Our role is to support the station that they do have coverage of all these issues that are so critical to us. So I just want to clarify, what I'm hearing is not we don't support Assange or we don't support this at all. What we're saying is, what I had said, we have incredible things happening in this country right now, and we're picking one issue, and it opens up a bottomless well for me of issues. Voter suppression in this country is hideous right now. You know, the children, 11 and 9-year-old kids that were threatened by the cop the other day because they were young black kids, you know, and told them that they couldn't have that BB gun and that he could have shot them. I mean, that's what's happening in our country right now. And to pick one issue for our board to have a political stance on is divisive. It's like, I support all of these issues. I support progressive issues. I don't think Assange should be trapped inside of the embassy. I don't think Snowden shouldn't be able to come home. I think he's a patriot. Right. You know, and I think we can have a motion where we can condemn attack on journalists all over the place, all over the world, in this country. I mean, I think I think that's really critical. I mean, all the journalists have been murdered in Mexico and in Central America, all the women that have been murdered in Central America, all the indigenous peoples. I mean, these are all issues where I'm very passionate about these issues. But when you pick one issue out, it's like you're not paying attention to the other stuff. You're cherry picking. That's just from my perspective. It's not that I don't support what you're saying, Steve, or what you're saying, Anthony. I think it's really critical to support journalists everywhere, not cut them up into little pieces and carry them out in a suitcase from their embassy. You know, I mean, there's horrible things happening right now. So I just think that's my two cents, is that I am for a myriad of issues, and that's why I'm doing this and volunteered to be working for KPFA. Thank you. Marilla, did you want to say something?
In the beginning, does this specifically only refer to Julian Assange and a few other people, or does it say journalists like? Can you read that?
It says we call on KPFA and Pacifica to launch a campaign on our website and our programming to defend Julian Assange and all journalists and whistleblowers who are coming under increasing attacks by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government.
Thank you.
That's it.
So I wanted to speak to, like, saying the station's going to have a campaign about something or we're going to post it on the website. I think, Richard, please don't leave. Can you hold on for 1 second, Richard, because this is about the website.
Richard. We need you, Richard.
I want to say about the website that that there is not a space for political statements on the website. What there is there's lots of space for posting about your program. There's lots of space for creating an event. There's so I think that rather than have a campaign, people can do a show and actually post what their show is about, talk about, you know, what the material is, and get the message out as a media resource and let people use the facts. And I understand maybe people don't like investigative journalism, but to me the difference between investigative journalism and other things is we use facts and we cite our sources. And if people want to do commentary, that's great also, but they need to label it as commentary and not present it as facts. And that's where we get into trouble. So I am much more comfortable with having we support coverage than saying, oh, they have to do this on the website. I think it's great to go to the station manager, to the program director, make proposals about things, go to programmers, go to the unpaid staff, go to the paid staff. Do it in a way that respects the integrity of the journalists at our station.
Thank you. Can we, wait, that was well done. So we have two motions on the floor now. So an amendment that we... Did we already vote? We didn't vote on the amendment yet. Okay. We're just talking a lot. So on the amendment that Carol Travis made, you want to read it again?
The motion would read, be it resolved that KPFA-LSB supports coverage of all the attacks on all journalists and supports the maintenance of the critical freedom of press.
Everybody in favor of the amendment?
That's in addition to.
That's the to the substitute amendment.
So it would be in it.
I do not accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. But
it does matter for how we vote.
I mean,
I guess it could be seen as a substitute emotion, and that's what you're characterizing it. And fine, so forget it.
Okay, one last vote.
Your motion?
Okay. So now we're on the substitute motion first that came up on the floor. And you want to read it again, Carol?
I'd like to make a motion for a recall or a proposal. We have a recall on the vote.
Recall?
Not a recall.
Who are we going to recall, Steve?
Roll call. It's getting late in the day. Many hours. Roll call.
It requires a vote.
Everyone in favor of a roll call, raise their hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Those opposed?
Wait, I gotta write.
Okay, sorry.
Seven.
Wait, I've got to write it down.
Opposed? 0. Abstained? 3.
Okay, what
is it? A roll call vote.
Okay. So we will have a roll call vote.
Yes. Seven. Tom Voorhees voted.
Tom Voorhees voted also yes, so it's 7.
Eight
then.
Eight, yes. 0, 3.
Now, we're voting on the substitute motion first.
Oh, can you
right?
Want me to read it?
Yeah, so...
Okay. Okay. Be it resolved that the KPFA local station board supports coverage of the dire situation of Julian Assange as an independent media voice and calls for an end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government.
Okay. So all those in favor of the substitute motion, please raise your hand.
No, I have
oh, wait. What?
Roll call.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I need to go to bed. I'm tired. It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
You have a mic?
Vote on this amendment as a substitute for
Steve's
motion to his.
So if we vote for this one, we're not going to come back to this other vote?
That's correct.
So if this fails
to an alternative, this is you're presenting this one before that one.
Put the mic to your mouth.
That's the most recent one goes first.
If this fails, then we go to the motion, right. The original motion.
Right. It's Robert's rules.
So if you want the original motion, you vote no.
Right.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And if you want this one, you
if you
go
want
with this
motion, you vote yes.
Okay. So you put Julian Assange.
Talking to the mic.
I believe you just, did you have Julian Assange and this one before?
Yes. Carol's amendment took Julian Assange out. I did not accept that as a friendly amendment.
Okay. So his name is in this one.
So could you read it one more time?
The KPFA local station board supports coverage of the dire situation of Julian Assange as an independent media voice and calls for an end of attacks on journalists and whistleblowers by the U.S. government and the corporations who control the government. Roll call, ready?
Yep. You're going to do it. You want me to?
I'll do it. Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Sharon Adams, yes. Ahmad is gone. Marilla Arguelles? Marilla Arguelles, yes. Campisi is gone. Chris Corey? Chris Corey, yes. Brian Crowell, no, is not here. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina Huggins, yes. Scott Olson is not here. T.M. Scruggs, not here. Aki Tanaka, not here. Ramsey's not here. Carol Travis? Carol Travis, yes. Tom Borges. Tom, can you hear me?
Okay, no.
Tom, no. Carol Wolfley, yes. Anthony Fest?
No.
Anthony Fest, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs, yes. Richard Walensky? Richard Walensky, yes. Steve Zeltzer?
No.
Steve Zeltzer, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Motion passes. And 3, no.